So, Oliver, let's start with congratulations on your selection that was announced yesterday ahead of the Europeans to Lumunen at the end of the month. Excited about that?
Yeah, great. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to represent Great Britain, but, you know, both horses we've had since 4 years old, so we're very proud. It's very good for the team. It's what we all do it for, and very, very excited.
It's a team that a lot of people are commenting on, a lot of depth of strength there, so you must be excited at your potential prospects.
Yeah, good. I mean, Cooley Masterclass is my first one with Ballymore Class as direct reserve, and he's on great form. He seems to be getting better and better. He's done 2 Kentuckys and he's won both times there, and I'm hoping that conditions are going to be similar at Lemoulin. So we're hopeful.
Kentucky's been a happy hunting ground for you. Gatcombe has been pretty good to you as well over the years, and a number of rides here over the weekend.
Yeah, been a very lucky place. It's one of my favourite one day events. You know, it's our British Championship. Takes a lot to win a class here, but I've been lucky 10 times so far, and just try and find another one. But 7 horses here, and all a bit green this year actually for the levels that they're at, but at the same time we're always trying.
Now, the open dressage taking place this morning, cross country and the show jumping tomorrow, everybody who's spoken about the course says it's typically Gatcombe. You're going to have to be quick, you're going to have to be clear.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to Kent around there, it's probably not so bad. I mean, there's plenty of tough questions, but at the same time, as soon as you add the speed, that's when it gets a little rough and ready, and if you're going to win here, you need to be going quick.
Where are you sitting after the dressage? How do you see your prospects?
Don't actually know where I'm sitting after the dressage, but Cooley Masterclass actually isn't going to run. He's just going to show jump. Ulysses would be the most hopeful one, and he's there and thereabouts. He's on 26, I think. So it sounds good enough to me. Just try and keep the fences up and then go from there.
Who have you got to beat?
Izzy Taylor, obviously. Look, I don't really look too much at the form guide. I just kind of, yeah, try and beat as many as I possibly can, and hopefully we'll be not too far off.
Well, all the best for this weekend and later in the month. Thanks for talking to us.
No bother. Thank you.